Hello.
Oh, hi. Is that Angela?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Hi, Angela. It's Gemma. I spoke to you briefly on Friday. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good, thank you. Are you all right to talk now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, perfect. So I know obviously you did mention that you was worried that you wouldn't qualify, weren't you, for the claim.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, like, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why you can put this claim in. So don't worry, it doesn't have to be just physical, Angela, okay?
Okay.
So I'll go through everything with you. I just need to make sure I've got all of the right information for you. Obviously you put down on the system, and then we'll just get a brief statement off you as well, Angela. Is that okay?
Yes, perfect. Yeah.
Right, no problem. So I've got on the system, it's Angela Brooks, is that correct?
Yeah, but when I was in here, it was Angela Robertson.
Robertson, yeah? Okay.
Robertson, yeah. So I got married.
Yeah, thank you. Was you known as any other names in care?
No.
Like any nicknames or anything? No, okay. And I've got your email, it's angelabrooksaberdeen@gmail.com, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Brilliant. I won't be a minute. Have you been kind of putting it off then because you just didn't think you qualified for anything?
Yeah.
Don't worry, no problem. Have you got a middle name, Angela?
No.
And it's Brooks without an E at the end, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So Robertson was your maiden name, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Could I get your date of birth, please, Angela?
Yeah, it's 1/12/1981.
Okay. And is this the best number to contact you on?
Yeah.
Thank you. Won't be a minute. I am just on a new system, so if I am taking a little bit longer, I do apologise.
That's okay.
Is it it's Mrs. now, yeah?
Yeah, it's Mrs. now, yeah.
Okay, so did you have a middle name, Angela?
No, never had a middle name.
No problem. Okay, so can I just ask, Angela, do you have any terminal illnesses at all?
No, not terminal, no.
No, that's fine. All it is, if you do, they just speed up the process, that's all. So we just need to ask that. And do you have anyone that you would like as a nominated beneficiary?
What does that mean?
And all it is, like, obviously, you know, with this, you get a payment.
Yeah.
So, say, for instance, something was to happen to you before then, it's just that this other person would get that payment for you.
Could I have put down two?
We only put down one. But when you speak to the solicitor, I'm sure you can let them know that you want to on there. That's fine. I'll just put one for now, Angela, okay?
Okay. Well, myself and Kyle Brooks.
Kyle Brooks, yeah?
Yeah.
Like I say, you can let them know. I'm sure it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Have you got a contact number for Kyle?
2 seconds. And this is depending, like, what's the hot thing, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay, 2 seconds. I'm going to find his number. Okay, so it's 077.
Yeah.
Turn it off 2 seconds. 0077. Where'd it go? Sorry, my phone's not very good.
Don't worry.
Oh, sorry there.
You can give it us later if you've not got it.
But I do have it. I just thought I'm a fool.
You just back at it.
Times.
Oh, you dropped it. Don't worry. Take your time.
Right, hold on. Where was it? You spent. Okay, so are you getting yeah, so it's 077-481
yeah
876
yeah
46.
Brilliant, thank you. And could I please take your parents' names, please, Angela?
Yeah, okay. My mum was June Knowles.
June what, sorry?
June Knowles.
How do you spell the last name, sorry?
I just remember a call, so I said I'll call back then. Knowles is K-N-O-W-L-E-S.
Oh, Knowles, sorry.
Knowles, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and your father's name, please?
Tommy Robertson. Thomas. Sorry, Thomas.
Thomas, really. Yeah.
Yeah, Thomas.
And did you have any have you got any siblings?
I have two brothers. One of them's dead. It was Kevin Robertson. He was actually in the care home first before
with,
me,
yeah.
And when he came out, I went, yeah, they were not very nice to him at all.
Was you ever in together, or was it like step?
No, because he was 3 years older, I mean, he just came out, and I came in, so
right.
They knew that I was Kev's sister and that, and they were quite horrible to me because of
it. So they were horrible to you, because that was your brother? Yeah. Right, okay.
It happened all through school, even the teachers, once my brother had been there, and then I went in, they just didn't like me.
Yeah. And did you say he's passed away now?
Yeah, unfortunately, he passed away years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And another brother that's older, Andy Robertson.
He's Andy, yeah?
Yeah. Sleepy boy. Tired.
You babysitting.
Yeah, my grandson. He's lying. He's dummy and he's tired.
Okay. So can you remember what age you first went into care, Angela?
I believe I was 13 because if my parents signed up a paper, I was allowed to smoke. I was a smoker's room.
Right, okay. And can you remember the name of the care home?
Yeah, it was Oakbank School, Aberdeen.
Oakbank School, yeah?
Yeah.
So you were there from 13, so that would have been about 1994, yeah?
Yeah, I was there until I was 16.
16, okay. So was that the only care home that you was in?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And do you remember, like, the names of anyone in there? Do you know, like, any of the members of staff or anything?
Colin, or was Kate. I wouldn't be able to give you their last names, that's the only thing.
It's okay, don't worry.
So I was at Colin, Kay, Dave, heaps of them.
Okay.
Some of them were nice, but some of them were not nice.
Them. Okay. And how did they treat you? Was they nice to you or not?
Just because of my brother Kev, I got slagged a lot and everything because he was quite a quiet boy. I'm pretty sure he'd ADHD, autism. But back then, it wasn't a thing, really. So
he
never got diagnosed. And I believe that I got ADHD because I was quite mad running about and stuff.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have
But I've never been diagnosed. Yeah.
Have you not? No.
No, but I've been on antidepressants since the age of 17.
Since you left, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I run away so many times.
So you did run away a lot, yeah?
Yeah, they took my shoes away so that I couldn't run away.
Really?
Yeah, they took my shoes away. I was locked into my room. We had a member of staff sitting outside.
So you had your shoes taken away.
Yeah.
So you was running away, like, daily, was it? Or?
Yeah, quite a lot. I was in the paper and stuff as well.
Oh, was you? Why?
Yeah, because I'd been away for so long. It was like 10 days.
Oh, really?
They put my name in the paper, obviously, listen, I went and shaved my head all the hair.
Oh, my God.
Which actually made it worse than the plasma because of my hair.
I bet, yeah.
I thought the police won't recognise me because I look at a girl with curly blonde hair.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they just, yeah. Shaving your head didn't do it.
Yes, I miss.
So you ran away for 10 days. So you were missing, yeah?
Yeah, and then when I came back, yeah, they took my shoes and that off me.
10 days.
I had to go to school with socks on. It was quite embarrassing.
You had to go with socks on?
Yeah, they wouldn't give me the shoes in case I run away. And because there was three different units, and we were up in Oak Hill, and down at two other units, and I was still getting flags for my hair, walking about with just socks on. And staff escorting me back on tour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that's awful.
I know.
Yeah, see, that in itself is abuse. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though it wasn't physical.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, of course it is. Especially when, like, you know, you probably were getting bullied and stuff anyway. So that just makes it 50 times worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they would just laugh. They thought it was funny.
I'm sorry, if I go quiet, I'm just typing it up. I won't be a minute.
Okay.
I can't believe they made you off school with no shoes. That's awful. Okay. Okay, can you think of, like, anything else that, you know, top of your head that they would do to you? Anything that's
mine. They were allowed to do it, like, I say, like, they never hurt me, but they would strain me. They were allowed to use some power to strain you.
Yeah. And would that leave, like, bruises and stuff?
Yeah. Because I'm only little as well.
Of course. Yeah. And is that because you was, like, being naughty, kind of playing up kind of thing, or would they just restrain you by at any time?
I'd be swearing and, like, just telling them I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Because I went mad because they took my shoes off now and I said I'm not going to school and they're escorting me back and forth my socks.
And these was obviously, like, men and women, yeah?
Yeah, it was a mixed school, yeah. Oh, not just us, yeah, men and women.
Yeah.
It seemed to be more than men, though. The women weren't quite as bad. They were quite a bit soft.
I do hear that quite a lot, to be honest. Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah. And just they were having, like, a bad day with other kids. Like, they take out on you.
Yeah, it's horrible. Especially massive men as well, when you're just, like, a small child. Mm. Horrible.
Yeah. And it happened quite early on because I was quite scared of being in the care home, so I ran away quite soon. I was there like 4 days and I ran away.
Yeah.
And, like, my room was a tiny little box room. It had, like, a little table and that was it.
In your room, yeah?
Yeah, it's a tiny little back room.
Were you on your own?
Everybody had a room. I was a girl's
part. Oh, everyone had a separate part. Room.
Yeah, we did have separate rooms.
So he's quite isolated.
Yeah.
And yours was probably the smallest room, would you say?
One of them, yeah. There was a few of them. Yeah. Mine was one of the smallest. Like, you could just get the bed and the table and that was it.
Oh, my God. And did they not like you making friends in there?
I wouldn't say that. Because
no.
I did make friends.
Okay, that's good.
Like, I think I was actually one of the best behaved there. They said to my God, we don't understand why Angela's here, because I'm not a...
Why you're in there?
I was quite shy and...
Yeah, that must mess with your head as well, because obviously you don't know why you're in there, do you? So...
My mum and dad were both alcoholics.
Oh, was there? Right, okay. I will just make a note of that as well. So is that why you ended up in there, is it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fight. I was actually seeing my mum's friend, my friend's mum, because I didn't want to go home.
Right, okay.
And then eventually social work was involved.
You didn't want going home.
Yeah, social work got involved and then I got taken away.
Yeah, okay. And were the social workers nice to you or not?
My social worker, she was okay, yeah. Nicola,
yeah.
I think her name was. Yeah, because she took me out to, like, McDonald's and stuff like that. She was quite nice.
Yeah, that's good. You don't really hear a lot of the time them being nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I just want to make you aware as well, Angela, like, we're not clutching at straws with this. Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then the case will be successful, okay? We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of these have actually shut down now anyway.
It's not a care home now.
Is it not? No, yeah. That's most of them.
I think it's houses.
Yeah, I think I did have a look once.
I think the term for houses. I'm not 100%.
Yeah. Quite, like, even if I Google that name, it probably won't even come up anyway, because it's quite a generic name, isn't it? Old Bank School.
Oak Bank.
Yeah. Oak Bank, yeah, that's what I've got, yeah. So we're not claiming directly from them, so, like you say, because it's shut down. The compensation does come directly from the Scottish Government, as they are the ones who are liable, because they was funding the neglect to begin with, okay? Because they knew what was going on, and they didn't stop.
Yeah.
So, they have already started paying out on these cases as well, okay, Angela? So, the average around 48.
No, sorry.
Well, it's all right, don't worry. The average claim is £48,000. It could be more, it could be less. But, you know, some of the claims are, like, in the hundreds of thousands. So it just all depends, really, like, what you tell me. They are going to take your word for it. It's not going to be a case of, like, they deny it or anything like that. It's whatever you tell us that is, you know, that is it. So we're not going to
do any of that. Oh, I just remembered something as well. When I first went in, when I was scared and I was crying, and some of them were like, oh, look at you, you're just a baby crying. You know, I mean, they were quite nasty. But I thought it was mostly the men. It wasn't seem to be the females.
Yeah, it's just all men, like, just belittling you kind of thing.
Yeah, I was petrified.
Yeah. So they was mocking you.
Yeah. And that was in front of their kids, which made it worse for me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it was in a smoke room and in the hall. The kind of didn't care. A lot of other people were a lot worse off than me, though.
Yeah. And as obviously the care home had, like, a big effect on, like, the rest of your adult life, I take it.
Is that again, sorry?
Has it had, like, a big effect on your adult life as well from being in care?
I think so, yeah. Like I said, I've been on antidepressants since age of 17.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you've never come off them, you've just been on them ever since.
Yeah, I'm on disability benefit because of the mental disorders and that as well.
Yeah, because
and a lot of comments. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I hope you a second. I'm just typing it up. And you did say you wasn't like physically abused or sexually abused or anything like that, Angela. Okay.
No, just like when the restraint, that was it.
Yeah, just the restraint, no problem at all. What about like with food and stuff? Did they ever use that as punishment?
Well, when I first went in there, like if I'm like stressed or worried, I tend to not eat for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And when I went in there, I wasn't eating, but I was drinking milk, and then stopped drinking milk so that I could eat.
Oh my god!
Because it was like a milk is like a line in your stomach.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when you first went in, yeah.
When I first went in, yeah.
Yeah. So that's horrible, the fact that they've just stopped you drinking milk. Do you know what I mean? That's you going.
Yeah, I was petrified. I didn't want to eat in front of people because there's all the people there.
Yeah. Do you remember if they ever like locked you in any rooms or anything like that? That type of thing.
Just my room, so that like I couldn't run away. But I remember staff would sit outside all day.
So they'd lock you in the room all day, yeah.
Yeah.
Did the staff ever like come into your room at night time or anything like that?
The night staff did, but they did do everything. Like, they just check on you before.
It was all right. But, they'd just check in.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine. All right, Angela. I think, to be honest, I mean, that is definitely more than enough what you've told me. Is there anything else that you can think of that does stand out?
No, I think that's it, I think.
Right, okay. Like I said when I spoke to you on Friday, like honestly, that is what obviously what you've been through is abuse. It's more the mental side of it. So don't feel like
mental.
That. Yeah, because it's not physical, it doesn't mean that you've not still gone through a lot. Do you know what I mean, Angela? Don't worry at all. That is definitely enough.
I shaved my head and they thought it was so funny and every day they were laughing at me. Laughing like a boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible. Adults should not be doing that, should be to children at the end
no,
of the day.
I would never see anybody like that.
No. Won't be a moment. Now, what I do need as well, Angela, is I do need a form of ID, so like a driver's license.
Birth certificate?
Or a passport.
I don't have a time.
Yeah, that's fine. A birth certificate is fine, but what we will need is three proofs of address if you don't have any photo ID. Let me just double check. I won't be a minute, okay?
Okay.
If they've not got photo ID, Billy, is it three proofs of address? Hi, Angela. Sorry to keep you waiting. Yeah, I was right. It is three proofs of address.
Okay,
do you not even have like a bus pass or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I've got a bus pass on my face on it, yeah.
Yeah, that should be fine. Let me just double check. I'm pretty sure that'll do. Are we doing bus passes or not? Yeah. I sent it. Sorry. I thought you said we didn't have to send the proof of address and ID.
How do you do it?
On the... All right, sorry, I've not done that right then. Right, let me just finish this call. Yeah, I've got him though. What? I don't know. I think I might have done something wrong. I'm sure he said something there we didn't understand him. Hi, Angela. Sorry to keep you waiting there. Yeah, as long as your bus pass is in date, that's fine. We can use that as a proof of ID. Okay.
Okay.
Bear with me. What I'm going to do, I am going to send you a message now on WhatsApp. Are you all right to just send me that over now? Is that okay?
Might just take a picture of it.
Yeah, just take a picture of it and send it on WhatsApp. Bear with me.
Yep.
And then just one proof of address as well. Would you have that as well?
Yeah, like electric bill, gas bill.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's dated in the last 3 months, okay?
Okay. So going to WhatsApp just now?
Yeah, I've just messaged you saying hi, it's Gemma, so you've got my number again.
I'm not very good with, can you take a photo or not?
Yes, yeah, so on WhatsApp, right, if you go to the bottom, there's like a picture of a camera.
Jesus. Oh yeah, I'm very bad at technology.
Yeah. So if you click on that.
Yeah, that should be sent now.
I've got that, yeah. That's fine, thank you.
And there's one where it says, my own hair would absolutely smash it. He goes, what was the game like? So it's fantastic, funny, right? Yeah, it's funny.
All right, so even just a letter from the doctors will do, whatever's easier.
From the doctor?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's got your name and your address and the date on it in the last 3 months, that's fine.
I don't think I've got a letter from the doctor. I've got like the gas bill, maybe.
Yeah, that'll do, yeah.
Or the letter from mental disabilities work for ID.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything, as long as, like I say, as long as it's got your name and your address and the date on it.
Okay. Is that okay?
Let's have a look. Yeah, that should be fine. Thank you for that. So name, address, yeah, and the date. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
How many do you need?
That'll be fine. Well, no, I only need one. No, because you've sent me the ID. I only need one. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
thank you for that. Right, I will be a moment. Now, I just need to read out a small script for you as well, just to explain the funding options clearly, Angela, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can consult a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can just instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, our fees, Angela, are no win, no fee. You'll never have to pay us a penny if we're not successful, okay? It's 16%, that's it. So with the AT, it's a flat rate of 20%. So if you say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we will get 20 and you will get 80,000. Is that okay, Angela?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's everything. Oh, actually, no, there's one last thing I forgot about then. So I just need you to sign something as well. I'm going to send it you over in a second on a text message so I can help you with that. Yeah, it'll just be a normal text message. At least you know, obviously, you know, you can put the claim in now, can't you? Because I know you've been a bit worried about it.
Okay.
That's the hard part done. Sorry, could I just quickly grab your postcode again?
AB12.
Yeah.
5TT.
Thank you. Gardiner Crescent, yeah?
Right, yeah.
And what's your door number, please?
27.
Thank you. I don't think I've asked you that, actually, have I?
No.
I forgot. And like say, like we obviously it's not about just the money, you know, we do want you to get justice, you know, for what you've been through. A lot to go through at a young age, isn't it?
Yeah, I was, yeah. Really.
No, I didn't understand.
Almost done. Won't be a second. What's going to happen? You are going to get a call. From a caseworker. It's like a welcome call within the next 48 hours. So please look out for this call as it's massively important to get the case set up. I'll text you the number in a minute so you know what it is, okay?
Okay.
And would you say, the mental abuse you face at the church?
Right, so I'm just going to send you this text message in a second.
Yep.
Okay, that should come through any minute. Let me know when it comes through, okay, Angela?
Is it normal messages?
Has it not come through yet? It should just be a normal text message.
No, not yet.
No.
Yeah,
it's the number that I'm speaking to you on, isn't it? 07544096453.
No. 075-976-14600.
Oh, one sec. That's weird. I don't know why that's... Bear with me. Oh, yeah, that's strange. I don't know how that's happened. Sorry about that. Are you there to speak with me right now? Right, I'm resending it now.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be back to you if you can call back. You can't get the number, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Well, I think this might be it. No, it's not, it's
typical. No, I've just sent it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
You got it, thank you.
20 whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you scroll to the bottom.
My phone's a bit slow. I've dropped
it. It's all right, don't worry.
Here we go. Execute all documents. No.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Not a lot of room, is there? Okay, so now what's happened there? How do I send that?
You just find it with your finger and then press the send button.
Hold on, I think you
press execute all documents and then you scroll to the bottom, sign it with your finger.
Execute all documents.
Yeah.
Okay. Please provide your signature before, okay. That should be sending, yeah, it should be sent.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Yep, it's there. Thank you, Angela.
Okay.
Brilliant. So that's everything done, okay. So thank you for going through all of that with me, okay. So as I say now, you're just going to get a call within the next 48 hours. So I'll put all of them details on the system for you. Like I say, that's all the hard part done now, Angela, okay? So if you need anything, you've got my number, so you can just give me a message. And then, you know, like I say, someone will be giving you a call just to go through the next stages with you. Is that okay?
Yes, I am.
Right, thank you very much for your time, Angela. Okay, have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.